Hello, it's Kathy speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
This is a verification call for you, sir. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. So
no. Okay. No, it was not me.
Okay. According to our server reports, there's a billing address we have got. If you know that, please let me know, okay? The billing address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. It's in United States. That's why we are verifying this charge, okay? Because
yes. Yes. So sorry, did not do it.
You haven't done. So it's an unauthorized charge, right?
Correct.
Okay. In past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your information with any outsider or someone from telemarketing person?
Nope.
All right. What I'm going to do right now, sir, as because it's a foreign unknown transaction trying to be done under your details, we already have put it on hold, and right now we're going to block the account and we have to cancel the transaction, okay? So that in future you don't receive any kind of international transaction without your knowledge and your authorization. So
thank you, because I'm not even on eBay.
I understand. So, yeah. Can you just confirm me, which device do you use for most of your online activity? Is it Google Chrome, is it laptop, computer, or a smartphone?
Smartphone.
Okay. And I do believe you're talking to me on your smartphone at the moment?
Correct.
All right. And you do all your internet activities on the smartphone, or you use any computer or laptop as well?
Sorry.
Pardon me?
A laptop and a computer and a smartphone.
Okay, so you also use the computer or laptop, right?
Yeah, but I haven't for a week.
Okay. What I'm going to do right now, first of all, I will register the cancellation and the security so that we can block these fraud charges, okay? So can you just confirm, first of all, do a thing. You need to put me on speaker from your end.
Just one
speaker. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, after putting me on speaker, can you just confirm me, sir, is it the phone you're talking to me, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone? So that I
Apple?
Can guide you better way. Okay, it's an Apple phone. And is it possible
where
for...
Is...
Yes.
So, how did they... Okay. So,
yes,
which
tell me.
Account did they access?
I will give you all the details, okay? Right at the moment,
yes.
This is a recorded line, so we are not allowed to share anything over the call. But once we connect you with the secure server of eBay, the secure server will give you all the information and the data right in front of you. So, is it possible for you to turn on your laptop and be in front of it?
No, because they're in Darwin.
You're not at home, right?
I'm not in Darwin at the moment. I'm in Alice Springs.
Okay, not an issue. Now, after putting me on speaker, you just swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to your regular home screen of your phone, where you can see all your apps and icons.
Yeah.
Are you back to the home screen, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you using your mobile data or are you using your Wi-Fi at the moment?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, that's perfect. It will be good for you to get a better network while doing the security procedure, okay? Now, you need to open up the App Store application from your end. Open up the App Store.
Yeah.
Are you on the App Store now?
Correct.
All right. Now, have a look at the Extreme. Right hand side bottom corner, there will be a small magnifying glass. It says search. Do you see that?
Yep. Yep.
Tap on that search.
Yep.
And now, do you see a search bar at the top which says games, apps, stories and more?
Correct, yes.
Yes. Now, over there, you need to type letter A, A as in Australia, letter A.
Yep.
Then letter N, N as in November, letter N.
Yes.
Then letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then letter D, D as in David, letter D.
Yep.
Then letter E, E as in echo, letter E.
Yep.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Mm-hmm.
Then K for kilo, letter K.
Yep.
Yes, now tap on search. Now, what are the results you are getting? Please let me know so that I can guide you further.
Wi-Fi complaint. Any desk remote?
Yes, give a click on that. Any desk remote? There will be a blue color box which says get. You need to tap on get.
Yeah.
Now is it downloading, sir? This is downloading.
Install?
Yes, tap on install.
What was it?
Is it asking you for your Apple ID password?
Yeah.
And do you remember your password, sir?
I think so.
If you don't remember, I can help you out, okay? If you need help, ask me. Now, have you put the password? Is it downloading now?
Yes. It's downloading.
All right, sir, all right. Once you see the open option, please let me know. The server will be generating a cancellation ID number for you, okay?
It said open.
Yes, click on open now. Tap on open.
Yeah. Any guest will occupy and connect your device to your local
click
network.
Click on allow. Yes, allow it. Now, after clicking on allow, what can you see?
We'd can like to send notifications.
Exactly. Click on allow. Now, can you see it says your address and 9-digit number over there? That's your cancellation ID. Confirm me the ID number, sir.
139.
Uh-huh.
175.
Uh-huh.
277.
I'm telling you the ID from my end, sir. You please check it from your end, okay? It's 139-175. 377. Am I correct?
No, 277.
It's 277, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you the ID once again is 139-175-277. Am I correct?
Correct.
All right. Now let me tell you what we're gonna do. As because your information and your identity details are trying to be compromised, we are putting the security. Okay. So right now, you will get a security on your screen, okay? You will get it for a few seconds. Now scroll down the security. You will get two blank check boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk and don't show this again. Check in all the blank boxes and just beside that, you will get to see an accept option over there. You need to click on accept. Check in blank box.
Hey, God. It went somewhere.
Okay, I will give you the security again.
So if I'm going to type that in.
Sorry?
If I'm going to type the security.
No, you don't have to type anything. On the security notification, you will get two blank check boxes. Okay. You will get two blank check boxes. You need to check in those boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. Check in the boxes. And then you need to click on accept.
So check on both of them.
Then click on accept.
It will only let me check on one.
Now, are you able to click on accept now?
No.
Have you checked in all the blank boxes? I trust this call. Don't show this again.
It won't let me click the bottom one.
Try to click it. And have you done
it
now?
It won't let me click the bottom one.
Just scroll it down a little bit.
It won't let me scroll. Alright.
Okay.
The expense is on the top one where it says that I'm aware.
Yes, check in that blank box.
Check in that blank box.
Now click on accept. Now you will get an accept option again from the eBay secure server. Accept it.
Yep.
And now you will get three options: screen, start, and any desk. You need to give a click on start broadcast. Give a click on the last option and then don't touch anywhere on your phone. The server will verify the ID for you. Only click on start broadcast and don't touch anywhere then.
Just wait.
Are you on the any desk right now?
Just a moment.
Yes, please open it up.
Go to application.
Yes, what can you see exactly right at the moment?
The same thing again.
Yeah, just read it out for me.
139.175.277.
Yes, you will get the security pop-up once again. Do it slowly, slowly. Check in the blank boxes first of all. Click accept.
It still will not let me click on the bottom one of Don't Show Me Again.
Okay, just leave it. Just leave it. Don't need to click on Don't Show This Again. Just check in the first two boxes.
And it will not show me the accept button.
Do you see a timer is going on the accept?
Yes, I hit the accept.
Yes, now click on accept again.
Yeah.
Now click on start broadcast and then don't touch anywhere. Just wait, the server is verifying the ID. Once you see a black box on the middle of your screen, please tell me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a black box with a white timer on it?
That's it, it's still thinking.
Okay, now you need to just click outside of the black box on the background.
One moment.
Okay.
Now
you're back to the home page of your phone.
Yeah.
You just come back to the normal home screen, sir. Come back to the normal screen. Just swipe up from
the page where the code is.
Yes, just swipe up the page and come back to your regular home screen, sir.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Now you need to open up the settings from your end.
Open up what?
Settings. Open up the settings.
Yeah. Yes?
Yes. Now, on the settings, you need to scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option. It says display and brightness. You need to give a touch on it.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page. You will get to see an option auto lock. You need to click on it.
Yeah.
And make it never.
Mm-hmm.
Now from the left hand side top corner there is a back button, click on it.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Yeah.
Now are you on the settings page? Scroll to the top of your screen where you can see your name. You need to give a click on your name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you see name, phone number, email, something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you will be able to see some of your basic details like your name, Kathy Allen, your email address, and your date of birth. Do you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, these are the basic informations which has been used for creating the fake account of eBay, so that the fraudsters can take your name and your identity and do some fraudulent activity. Okay. Now, I'm just confirming you your date of birth, which is 19/4/1964. Am I correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do, in order to block these fraud accounts, we need to verify your identity, okay? That's why we are providing you this procedure. Now, from the left-hand side top, there is a back arrow. You need to give a touch on it.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option? It says payment and delivery. You need to give a touch on it. Now, after giving click on it, you will get to see a payment options and the delivery address has been given over there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes. So, have a look at the very bottom. There will be an option which says remove payment method. Just give a click on it.
Yeah.
And click on remove. Yes, remove it. Have you done, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Now, simply swipe up the page and come back to your regular home screen, where you can see all your apps.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, according to our reports, these online people are trying to hack you for one reason, and that's your money, okay? Their main motive is to hack your information and sue your money, okay? So we don't want you to face any kind of fraudulent transaction happens to your account. According to our reports, you are doing banking with People's Choice Bank. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So the way you check your balance, you just check it from your end. If you see any statement over there which is unknown for you, even if it is $1, please let me know, okay? So that we can make a report on it and we can block the fraudsters from your information. Okay? Don't need to tell any of your details, just check your statements from your end. And if you see anything unknown or unauthorized, please tell me.
No.
Okay. Look at the left hand side top corner. There will be a small cross sign. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you simply log out from your bank and come back to your regular home page.
Yeah.
Okay. And apart from People's Choice, do you have any other bank account, sir, so that we can check all the security procedures for you?
No, not like on
apart
the bank.
Apart from People's Choice, do you have any other bank account?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So, from where you check that balance? You check it from this phone?
No.
Is it possible for you to check it from this phone? Because right at the moment, you are connected with the secure server, so the line is secure for you. Is it possible for you to check it on this phone?
Better be secure.
Okay, do you have a Google browser on your phone?
Sorry?
Do you have a Google browser like Safari or Google Chrome?
Yeah.
Yes, open up the Google Chrome from your end. Are you checking all your statements, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all good.
Okay, go to the accounts page and scroll to the top.
Yeah.
Are you on the accounts page?
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you see all your accounts over there right at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Now, simply do a thing. Go to the statements page.
Yeah, I've done that. I've checked the statement.
Okay. Now, you can simply log out from there. Simply
yeah.
log out. Yes. All right. Now, just stay on the line, sir. Let me make a report. Okay. I will get back to you in a while. All right. Just stay on the line. Okay. So that
yeah.
I can get the reports and give you all the confirmation what are the security steps we need to do. All right. Just stay on the line.
Good. Someone's just been trying to hack my account.
Oh, dude,
there's
fucking
going
on everywhere.
Someone in California.
Fucking cunt. What, straight to the bank?
Through eBay.
Through eBay?
Someone trying to buy eBay credit cards. eBay gift cards.
That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Two green plugs, two screws, but back on there.
Done. Send the last quiz.
You've got your work cut out for you.
You can't be getting dirty breedings.
Oh, look.
Hello?
Thanks. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just had a word with my senior supervisor. He told me that because of the security reasons, there is a fraudulent activity trying to be done under your information. So what I'm going to do right now, we are going to simply transfer this call to the NCA department.
Can you hold the line for a minute? Can you hold the line for a minute?
Yes, sure.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Are you there? Okay.
Yes.
Just come back to your home page of your phone, and what we're going to do, because of the security reasons, as because your informations are trying to be used for some identity theft, what we're going to do, we are simply transferring this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Branch Department. There will be a security officer who will be providing you all the security steps in order to secure all your informations. And he will let you know what you need to do to secure all your information as well as all your accounts, okay? Just stay on the line. He will be there in a moment. And you please come back to your regular home page of your phone screen where you can see all your apps and icons, all right?
Yeah.
Yes. And apart from this phone, do you have any computer or laptop with you, sir?
We've already been through this.
Pardon me, sir?
I've already spoken to you about this.
All right. Now just stay on the line. I'm just transferring this call to him. Have a word. Okay? Very good afternoon, Mr. Allen. Your call has been transferred to the chief engineer at NCA headquarters. I believe you're having a good day.
Not really. I don't even know what is going on. The bloke just ran me through statistics against the security on the account, and he said he's preparing you to do exactly the same thing. What the hell's going on?
Ah, well, in that case, dear lady, I am totally convinced that there is definitely something wrong with your network at the moment. And that is the main reason why the previous guy who spoke to you for last 20 minutes, he must have tried to make you aware and understand of the risk, which your device...
Yeah, I understand the risk, but he asked me twice. We went through all my phone stuff, and then he said, can we turn on my laptop and computer? And I said, I already told you, they're not here.
I'm getting your point. Well, the reason why they asked you to get to your computer is that we needed to run the diagnostics so that we could know from what places.
Well, it won't be coming out of my laptop because my laptop's a government laptop and it's all secure.
Well, it won't matter. You know what? First of all, in order to get the diagnostics running, we need to break the security code for that. And as I am...
You won't break their security code with its firewall.
I will not be needing to because, dear, that security firewall is provided by us, NCB. I believe you have heard of us before. We are the government in Tahiti who looks after each and every online crime that goes on in the internet. So that's the reason why you have been put forward to speak to me. So,
I can't do my laptop. Because
no problem. You do not have to go to your laptop to do anything because as you have this mobile phone, I'll try my very best to get everything sorted out as quick as possible. Right?
Yeah.
So we will use this mobile phone because this is the one which is infected and this is the device through which you do most of your activities, let's say shopping, banking, emailing, Googling, everything whatsoever. So dear. Now, first of all, I'm really, really sorry to acknowledge that how badly these people have infected your network. Because you know what? For last a fortnight, I'm seeing all of these errors and warning notifications coming out from your end. And that is the main reason why we were suspicious in the first place. So can I ask you, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger apart from your friends or family members?
No.
You have not. Well, in that case, I'm certainly sure that there must be some unsolicited people who have taken access of your internet and your details like your shopping and banking websites very badly. So, dear, can you just let me know that do you have a multiple bank account with different banks or you have only one bank account?
Two bank accounts.
One, what I see from the database is Bank SA. What is the second one?
People's Choice.
People's Choice. Well, they both are somewhat secure, but we need to make sure that they have to be totally secure so that you do not lose a single penny. And secondly, these hackers, they definitely are looking forward to something very, very bad. So we must stop them before it gets too late. So dear, what exactly do you see on your mobile phone screen? Please let me know.
I've got my hand screen.
Great. Now please open up your Safari browser. I believe you will have Safari. Please open it.
Yeah.
And now we will check and validate whether your online activities have been targeted already or not. If they have, it will give you some red color error and yellow color warning reports. So for that, do you see the search panel where you can start typing?
Yes.
Click on that search panel and type V for Victoria.
V.
After V, please type A for Apple.
Yep.
L for Lion.
Yep.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
D for David.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
T for Tango.
Mm-hmm.
O, Oscar, R, Romeo.
Yeah.
Well done. Now, please search for it and let me know what results do you get on the screen.
Already underneath it is Validator, Validator AI, Validator W3, Validator.
Correct. Click on the first option, Validator, the first option.
Yeah.
Now, what's the first result you're getting on the screen?
the W3C markup validation service.
That is absolutely correct. Dear, before you get into it, let me make you aware and understand what it does. So basically, it is a beautifully designed website by our Australian government, which will help you and allow you to check and validate whether your online activities are hampered already by these foreign attackers. If it has been damaged, you will see some red color error and yellow color warning reports. But if everything is all clear, there is no threat, you would see the green signal. So just click on the first option, the W3C Markup Validation Service, and let me know what you see next. Are you into the page now?
Yes.
Now, right in the middle, you will see a long white panel which will say address, where you can type something in.
Yeah.
Now, on the address panel, you got to type the first activity of yours which you mostly use. So, is it your email, banking, or shopping, which you use the most?
Email, I suppose.
Well, we will check every of it one by one, so let's just get initiated first of all. Now, in order to...
My email address in here?
Nope. You need to type the domain, not the entire email, but the domain. I'll tell you how to type. It would be www.
www.email.com. Yeah.
Now, dear, just underneath that search panel, you will see an option called check. It should be right in the middle section. Look carefully.
Yeah.
So click on check and let me know what do you see next.
It's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Let it check. Now you would be getting some results. Are they highlighted by some color? Red, yellow, green?
Yellow.
Oh dear, you have got yellow warnings. Okay, keep going and check how many of them are there in total.
14.
And apart from the yellow warnings, do you see any red or pink errors as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And one green, two green, three green.
Mm-hmm. So out of 14, you have got just two or three greens, and rest of the ones are yellow and red, correct?
Yes, correct.
So dear lady, this is what I needed to know. So now as we have known that your email have already been targeted, so I'm sure that these hackers would definitely be looking for your bank details. So we will check if your bank page is also being troubled. So please go back to the last page. You can click on the arrow pointing left at the bottom of the screen. Now press the arrow once again so that you go to the last page. Where you typed email. Now remove email, make that panel empty, and instead of it, you will type www. Now, what's the second most important activity you do? Is it your banking or your shopping?
I don't do shopping online, so it's only banking.
In that case, we will have to safeguard your bank account by every cost. So, dear, you need to put the www.banksa.com.
www.banksa.com.
Correct. Now just check it and let me know. I hope that you must not get any red or yellow warnings here, but if you get it, you got to know me immediately.
Green, red, green, yellow, red, yeah.
Right, move to the very bottom and check the last number of error or warning. Because I see there are plenty of them, as you have just told me. Is it even more than your email?
It's a warning JavaScript resource.
What's the last number of warning? Do you see the serial numbers on the left? What's the last number?
It's got a from, and it's got, it's item 68.
No. Where you see warning written, look beside to the left of it. You will see some numbers like 1, 2, 10, 15, 20.
68.
68 of them, my goodness. Dear. Now, this is what tells me and gives me chills in my bones, you know. Because right now, I'm certainly sure that these hackers have done quite a lot of damage to your banking, and it is quite disregard that you have not been alerted by your bank. Have they contacted you for any reason in last few days?
No, and I've got some unknown calls that will not leave messages.
But didn't leave any message. So if there were some genuine callers, they would definitely leave some message so that you can call them back, right?
Yeah, that's why I blocked them as soon as I get them.
That is good. That is very good. Now, first of all, dear, you must understand that right now the threat really lies upon your banking the most. And now we check the first bank, and in the same manner we will check the second bank and know if both of the banks are targeted. If they are, we must get things done in the best way possible to make sure they do not steal a single penny out of you. So please go back to the last page, dear.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a trap. I see that it's a trap you have fallen in. So we must get you out of this trap before it gets too late. So, dear, are you back to the same page now?
Yep.
Good. Now, this time you will type the second bank's name. That was www, People's Choice, or People Republic, whatever it was, bank.com. Should I spell you out?
Yeah, just PSE.com.
Take care, sweet lady. Take your time. See your
dog. Hang on, I just did the wrong thing. Okay. Hang on, I'll go back.
If you have written it correctly, it will give you the right results. Did you search for it, dear?
Yeah. Holy shit.
What happened? Do you get the same errors and warnings?
Yeah, 91.
My goodness, 91 of them. Oh, dear. Well, I'm seeing that this infection has been present for about a month now. And neither of the bank have alerted you by any chance. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, there is a reason. There is a reason why I can see that they have not contacted you for any reason. Because you know what? We highly doubt that there are some members inside the bank headquarters who are joining hands with these criminals. Otherwise, why would your details be lost in the first place? Why would your details be stolen in the first place? You can understand that, I believe.
Yeah. I can understand the people's choice one because I got a notification to say that my stuff from my health insurance was on that blacklist.
Well, they only care about themselves. This is what I can tell you. You do not pay one installment on time, they will sue your entire living.
No. You know when all that information got stolen from the health funds?
No. Health funds will never be the ones who leak information. You know what?
No, they got stolen.
Nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Your health funds got stolen. Hang on a second. Did you mention
in Australia?
Were stolen?
In Australia, someone got in and stole a whole heap of information from the health funds.
Well, that happened quite a long time ago. But this is not the case, what is happening here. That was
I got a notification about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. What did it say? What did the notification say?
From that old health fund that I'm no longer in, to say that it looked like my information had been some of the stolen information, and they would get back to me that they haven't.
Well, in that case, I must ask you that, have you had your bank details also mentioned in your health fund?
In that old one, yes. But that was the People's Choice one.
Oh, dear. Well, this could be the reason why you have more of these errors and warnings in your People's Choice account, which is 91. But can you just confirm me whether in both of the accounts you have equal amount of funds available, or is there any account which has more and the amount which is less?
Bank SA has more.
In that case, it is our personal liability to make sure that your bank SA gets the heaviest protection first of all. Otherwise, if we just miss out by any fraction of second, the entire mission may collapse and the hackers would be able to run away emptying your bank balances, because they do not care, sweetie. They just don't care about you. All they care about is their greed and their motives to be fulfilled. And right now, as they have been into your account, I can tell you that they are using your account for a larger purpose. And that tells me if your money has not been taken out yet. It simply tells me that your account has been used for money laundering. They're using your account as a platform to deposit and send funds out of the country, which is a criminal offense. Now, you would think that you do not have the facility of international banking, but dear, they are hackers. They do not need your permission for that. And secondly, if the bank people are the ones who have sold your information to them, do you think it will be difficult for them to do anything with your account? No.
Yeah.
It will be very easy for them. And that is how this case totally belongs to you. This case resonates to your case, which I'm going to tell you, so that you have a proper understanding what exactly has happened and how we can tackle the situation. So now, dear lady, I need you to focus on your search panel. Can you please tap on the search panel?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you a name, which I'm sure you're not going to forget in the near future. The name of the lady was Jessica Harper, and she was one of the reputed members of a bank, and that bank happens to be Lloyds Group. Have you heard of them?
No.
Well, it is one of the major financial institutions in the entire world, and they hold over trillions and trillions of dollars. So, it is a vast network, and there are many small banks like Bank SA, Midland, and even Commonwealth. They have joined ventures together in the past. So now, what we need to focus on is to make sure that how she was the one person behind these all crimes, where a bank person can get fugitive and they can do these kind of damages to their own people without even caring, because they earn certain shares out of the transactions. That's how they make money. You understand that, dear?
Yeah.
So, in order to know everything and see in front of your eyes, I need you to type on the search panel, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A.
Yeah.
Space. Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R.
Yep.
Space. Lloyds, L-L-O-Y-D-S.
Yep.
Bank.
Space Bank?
Space Bank.
Bank. Yep.
Now search for it, dear lady.
Yeah.
Now, what's the first result you're getting up on the screen?
Lloyd Bank worker Jessica Harper jailed for more than $2.4 million in fraud.
That is absolutely correct.
In 2012.
Mm-hmm. It happened quite a while ago, and the effects can still be seen, because she was not alone in this entire propaganda. There were hundreds of bank employees from different banks across the entire globe, and what they did is something which I believe we will never forgive them, isn't it? They're stealing our information. They're giving them, lashing them out to the hackers. And then they simply earn profit out of the transaction the hackers make. And that way, if your balance is not touched, you won't be bothered. But if one day you wake up and you see you have got no money into your bank because the hackers would be done with their objective, and now it's time to leave, and they will simply empty whatever balances you might have got. They just don't care about that.
Yeah.
Now you understand the severity of this mission and how it is very important to get them all out of your network. And in order to achieve it, we must set the perfect bait where we can tell you that, yes, this is how we are going to make it happen, right? So now just press the home button and come out of it altogether. Now, first of all, before I go any further, can you just let me know that do you have any valid identity proof, like a driver's license or a passport?
Yes.
Is your driver's license active?
Yes.
Good. Now, the reason why I asked you this question is that I saw that your credentials were also used in the dark web. Do you have you heard of a dark web or market? Now, what happens is, when your details are already used by the hackers, so the hackers are portraying to be you and doing their illegal deeds. So when the police gets their investigation rolling, they will see your details which have been used, and they are bound to catch you instead of them. So, dear, we must make sure that your details are removed from that center. Those entire details should be removed from the platform. And we can make sure that you can always stay protected, and I can guarantee you the protection, as I will definitely make sure. So, dear, now without any further ado, can you just let me know that are you here to make sure that you can come out of the situation? And there are some important confidential things I need to tell you, and I need to have the total trust over you. Can I go with that, dear?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, as you are knowing these confidential things, I need you to pay very close attention, and one wrong step in the wrong direction, the entire mission may collapse, which neither of us want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I need you to make a note of the available balances you have got in your bank accounts. Do you remember them?
No.
In that case, just log into your bank once and make a note of all of the balances available. Once you are done, please let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. Take your time. Once you're into your account, please let me know.
Yeah, I've got the first one. I'll just go and get the second one.
Now, hang on. Before you log out, just do one thing. Are you still into the first bank account?
No, I'll get back in there. Hang on.
Dear. You do not rush. First of all, calm down, relax a bit. Do only what is necessary, okay? Because I'm going to tell you and guide you in the best way possible, so that you can understand and get through these steps careful enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you get into your login page, after putting in your password, I believe you will see your bank balance, correct?
Yes.
Along with your account number and the BSB code.
Yep.
Now, look at the top right of this page. Do you see three vertical dots or three horizontal dots?
Yep.
Click it. Now, is it giving you any options, like cardless or something like that?
Rename, share, account information.
No, not any of those. Click on the arrow on the top left.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on the arrow, you should be back to the same balance page. And now, when you look on the bottom right hand, you will see a sign of a dollar.
Yeah.
Click it.
Yep. Yep.
Now, is there international transfers, BPAY, pay anyone, etc., etc.? Am I correct?
Yep. Yep.
Good. Now, what kind of card do you have with this particular account? Is it a Visa card or a MasterCard? Do you remember
Visa.
That?
Visa.
Visa. In that case, it will be a lot beneficial to our entire propaganda, because Visa cards are definitely more secure, and most importantly, we have one official from Visa Department as well who will be helping us through the procedure. So now you can click on the X. And before you click on the X, do you have any option which says cardless or cashless, something like that?
No.
No. In that case, you can click on the X and just come out of your account and carefully log out of it.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, get into your second bank and make a note of the balances in the same manner.
Yeah, I bet you got two different cards attached to this.
Mm-hmm. Check both of them carefully, dear. Now, as you see that your money is highly risky and highly volatile in this particular section, so we will be trying to deviate these hackers' attention by doing some kind of special measure.
Yeah.
Now, Jadiel, carefully log out of your bank page. Once you're out, please let me know.
I'm out.
Good. Now, in order to kill the poison, we need to use another poison, isn't it? That's how it goes. So, dear, in order to beat the hackers at their own game, we are going to lay traps for them this time. Now, you are not the one who will be falling in the trap, but you are the one who will be creating the trap for these hackers, and with my help for sure. So first of all, just let me know, have you ever heard of Bitcoins?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what it does?
Yes, on this it's an internet, non-money.
You're very sweet. Dear, it is actually a decentralized money. Now, what decentralized means, it is not backed by any of the banks, even national or international. But this gives the hackers ample amount of opportunity to transact their illegal funds, as it is untraceable. So, dear, what the hackers have done is they deposit certain amount into your account, let's say 5,000 to 7,000 and even 10,000, and they let it sit into your bank account for about 2 to 3 minutes, and they dissolve the money and transfer into Bitcoin accounts, which they have created using your details. And that is the only reason why your entire network has been infected so badly. So now, dear, we need to make sure that you do not fall victim when the police gets the investigation rolling for the Bitcoin transactions. So, dear, for that, we need to create a proper account so that it replaces the one which these hackers have created, because you will hold authority to it. And once we are done with this propaganda, I'll help you delete the account as well, so that it is always dissolved forever. So, for that, dear lady, do you have an app store in your mobile phone?
Yes.
Open it. And in the meanwhile, are you under 70 years of age or over 70?
Under.
In that case, it will be a lot helpful. So now, just open up the App Store first of all.
Yeah.
Now I'll help you download a very secure application, which is Bitcoin. So type Bitcoin on the search panel. BITCOIN. .com.
Yeah.
After coin, put a .com and then search for it.
Yeah.
What's the first result you're getting on the screen, dear?
Plus 500 trading.
That's not it. What's the second one?
Bitcoin wallet, B.
There you go. You got it. Click on get and download this application first. Now, Mrs. Allen, I believe it is asking you for your Apple ID and password. Do you remember your password?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put it down carefully and make sure you do not spell it, as this call is getting recorded for quality and training purpose.
Bitcoin Apple Store confirm with slide button.
I believe it is asking you to double click on the right button, like the power button to install it. Do it carefully.
Yeah. And it says get.
It means it has not been done. Click on get again. It was not done properly. And double press the right button quickly. Double press it. Do you see it rolling?
It just...
Now you need to just click on the power button twice, quickly. That's how you...
It's not letting me get past that double click.
Just hang on. You just look straight into the camera and then double click it. It will definitely do. Like one click, two click, two clicks in 1 second.
No.
In that case, what I would do to tell you, okay, what do you see on the screen now?
Back to that same one.
Sorry?
It's back to the Bitcoin get.
All right. Do one thing, click on get and hold. Don't do anything after that. Just click on get and wait for a second. Now, Now, what you need to do is, you need to place your thumb on the right button, okay, which should be your power button, and you need to press it twice quickly. Press it two firm clicks quickly. Do it.
Sorry, I'm about to run out of battery.
How much charge is left?
Not much at all.
About 5%, 2%, what would be it?
Don't know.
Do one thing, go back to the home screen. How much charge is left now? Please check.
It's only about 2%.
In that case, you better do one thing. I believe I will need just 5 minutes to make sure that when I get back to you, we can easily go ahead and carry out the protocol from where we are leaving, okay?
Yeah.
And for that,
okay,
lady, just do one thing. There is a set of guidelines I need to give you, which you must write down on a piece of paper so that you know what exactly to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, please write down my name. It's Agent Travis Cooper.
Agent.
Travis Cooper.
Yep.
Now, after that, just write down my employment ID number as well.
Yep. Yeah. Hello?
Now, after that, yeah, I can hear you. Now, after that, write down my most important thing, which is...
Hey, I didn't get your ID number.
It was AD8550.
Sorry, AD8550.
Now, in case of emergency, would you like to contact me on my mobile, or would you like to simply drop me an email? What would be helpful?
Mobile.
Right, please write it down. It's 0240.
0244.
4040. It is. 0240.
0240.
170.
170.
332.
332.
Now, hang on a second. I believe you mentioned you only have 2%, but I spoke to you for 10 minutes now after you said it. You're back.
No, it hasn't been 10 minutes.
Well, at least 5 minutes or so. But in this case, I believe your battery should have gone dead by now. But it's just something battery. That you're hiding from me.
No, I am not hiding from you. It's flashing
at me
now.
Please never hide something from the Australian government, because at the end, we are the ones who look after you. And you know what compromises we make? You can't even imagine. So as of now, I can tell you... Sorry? Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's flashing at me now. It's about to die.
Well, it would be dead. You just don't worry. If it was about to be dead, it will be dead. You do not worry about that. But there are a lot of things which are still left... And I need to know that what would be the best time to get back to you.
Okay. Hang on. I've got my charger here.
Yeah, put it in the charger. That would be the best thing. Because if we delay the entire protocol, you never know by what time the hackers may leave, you know. And when they leave, they are not going to leave a single penny. You know that, dear.
Okay, so how can I confirm your details through someone else?
You can always call on the helpline number and ask for my credentials. They will provide you that. And secondly, after we are done having the conversation, you will get a confirmation email at your email address. And when you see it, I believe you will know that, yes, everything is okay and we are all good to go. But right now, dear... As you know, that we are definitely lagging behind when it comes to catching the hackers, because they have an edge over us at the moment, and we need to resolve the edge as soon as possible. So what exactly do you see on the screen now? Are you still on that App Store page, or are you out of it?
I'm on it.
Right, now very carefully try to download this Bitcoin wallet option, otherwise your credentials will always be lost and these hackers will have benefits over it. Just carefully get this downloaded. I'm holding the line. You know how to do it. Did it help?